again more times than I gave up. And that will be my story for the rest of my life, because that is who I am. I make a decision every day that I refuse to give up, because I love who I am, and I love that I can help people, and I love that there is more in people. I decide every day that I wake up to master my plan and to be totally terrified. You might wonder why I said terrified, but you'll find out later. So, I'm here today with a question for you. And actually, I have two questions for you, but I'm going to use the one that I wrote down a minute ago that David used earlier. Oh, actually, I did forget one thing. I'm also David's eldest daughter, in case you didn't know. I have a younger sister and a younger brother. So my question for you today, who wants their client up here next year? Maybe not physically. Maybe that might be a little overwhelming for you to chew right now. You don't actually want your client sitting here speaking about you, and that's okay. But the concept, who actually wants their client here next year? Who wants David to have the problem of having to pick a client next year to talk about? Stand up if you want that to be you. We're getting some exercise this morning. Stand up. Because it's the concept of having your client here is about where you're going this year. Thanks, guys. Sit down. So I want to ask you something then. If you're not where you are, well, sorry, if you're not where you want to be right now, this button's not working. Why weren't your students up here this year? What stopped you? What held you back? What was it that made you not hit your target this year? Now, for some of you, you might not be spending planners for all that long. I don't really know your story or how long you've been a spending planner for. Maybe you just didn't hit your targets this year. So right now, we're going to have an accountability moment, because you're here for a reason. You have come here for a purpose. And in this room, we are all the same. We are all here for the same goal. It might be slightly different because we all have individual goals, but you're here for the same purpose. And I bet that if you guys were all to stand up right now and put your hand up and say, you know what? This past year was quite challenging. And you know what? That's okay. So right now, we're going to strip off some embarrassment, some let go of some guilt. We're going to let go of some comparisonitis, because, hey, who doesn't compare ourselves to someone else? And strip off the ego. And I want you to put your hand up if this last year for you was a bit like this. This year was tough. It was really bloody hard. Excuse my French. It was a really hard year. This year you were super busy. Hallelujah! Who has kids and runs businesses? Who's not super busy? This year you were just exhausted. Yeah, we all get exhausted, yeah? This year time just got away on you. Time flies when you have fun, right? This year you had some family problems to deal with. Who doesn't have family problems? Love you, Dad, it's all right. This year, finances were really tight. Maybe not for all of you, but you know what? We've all been there. We might still be digging out of that big hole. This year was physically challenging. Am I getting close? All right. On the next set of slides, I want you to, if you know the faces, please feel free to call out their name. I want to see if you recognize these people. Colonel Sanders didn't actually hit success until after he was 65. I'm not sure if you knew that or not. Age or time didn't stop him from achieving what he wanted to achieve in life. This handsome man.
Walt Disney.
I love Walt Disney. Walt Disney's idea of creating a full-length animation film was scrapped 302 times. But he continued to write Snow White anyway, and he changed the world of animation forever. That was a major success. And I don't know if you realize, but George Lucas, who wrote Star Wars, he was scoffed at by every single person that he ever showed that script to, including the cast that he was paying to be in his film. Can you imagine paying someone to be in your movie and them still laughing at you and going, "This is the most ridiculous movie ever." But The rest for them is history. They have a story of resilience. They kept on going anyway. They believed in themselves. Didn't matter what someone else said. They were going to do that anyway because that was what they saw for them. And this amazing man. He became South Africa's first black president in 1994, among amazing other things that he did, which we all know. Can you imagine what he had to go through to get there? Probably half of what we have to go through, right? Yet he didn't have an excuse. And this man, does anyone know this man? How amazing is he, hey? Nick. I can't pronounce his surname, but we'll go with Nicholas. Nicholas, can someone pronounce his surname? Vasucci? Anyway, he owns and runs a $10 million company. Clearly, he was born with no arms and no legs. Clearly, he had no physical limits. And this beautiful woman. Joanne Rowling is now one of the wealthiest women in the UK, thanks to the Harry Potter series. And if you didn't know, when she wrote those series, those books, she was living on welfare and she was living in community housing. She didn't let her lack of finances stop her from achieving her dream. So, my question for you is, what stopped you? Why isn't your client up here today? For some of us, it might be the stories we tell ourselves every day. Or it could be the fear of success, the fear of people saying no to you. And that's a pretty genuine fear. It's hard to have someone say no to you, especially when you believe so much in what you've got or what that you are capable of doing for someone else, but yet you still are scared of someone saying no to you. So my question, are you serious enough this year to step up, step out, and get over your stories and get over your fear and make this year the biggest one yet? So that next year, it will be your client standing up here. Maybe not physically, but in theory. You can stand up. I was going to let you off on that one, but stand up. Who doesn't want that? I told you we'd get some exercise. Congratulations, guys. You know it actually takes something in your brain to actually physically do that, to actually say, you know what? I'm stepping into that. I'm going to be accountable for that, and I'm going to own that. And that is the very first small portion of what it takes to reach success. Because if you don't start, the rest can't ever come. Can I have some water, please, Dad?
Can we go back one slide?
We
said, seriously, never step up, step out.
Step up, step out, get over your stories, yes. Get over your fear. Thank you. If you want to write something down, just yell and I can stop. Alright. I'm going to go through five things that I believe and that I live by every day that for me has worked to make me accountable to myself and make sure that I grow every single time that I set myself a new goal. The first one is a commitment to yourself. The second one is to face your fears to the point that you've practiced it so much that that fear becomes nothing, so that the next fear is your next point of growth. You need to drop the story. Oops, need to drop the stories. And you need to do one thing, no matter how small it is or how big it is, you need to do one thing every single day. There is no excuses, every single day. And my favorite one, repeat, repeat, repeat.
Can you repeat that?
Repeat, repeat, repeat. So, we're going to start at number one. Let's make that commitment. Let's make that commitment right now. Can you hand out that sheet, please, guys? You've already all stood up this morning. You've already told me that you're making a commitment that next year you want your client here. Next year you want that client success story. So that's starts by making a commitment within yourself. It doesn't start by saying, oh, my next this client that I've already got, she's going to be the one that's going to give my big testimonial next year. It starts with yourself. This is a contract that I came across actually a couple of years ago at a conference that I was at. And it was so powerful to me because it made me realize that my change and my success really did start within me. It didn't start with how many clients I had or anything else or who was going to help me. It actually started in me. Not with my husband and how much support he was going to give me. It actually came from me. So as you can, you don't have to use this contract. Don't feel obliged to fill it out if you don't want to. You might want to take it home and write your own contract. But this is the one that I wrote for myself. That I, Casey Hart, from this day, it's today the 11th of January, commit to taking responsibility for my life. That I will no longer lie to myself. I will be okay with where I am in the moment, and I will not use my circumstances to destroy my potential or sway me away from my direction. I am committing to the goals listed below. Now, where I have that, I actually have my goals stuck on my wall right beside my desk where I work every day, and my contract is stuck right beside my goals. So I can read that every day and my goals. So when I say below, it's actually, for me, it's beside. You can write them down somewhere else if you like, or you might already have them at home. I will be brave. I will be intentional every day to step closer to the goal. I accept that this is going to be hard, but I know that I am bigger than that. I am willing to give myself permission to walk away from the people that hold me back, even if that includes my old self. Who is scared of change within themselves? I know I've been there. I will be focused every day. I am willing to accept that I will change for the better. Because sometimes we don't realize, we don't actually allow ourselves to change. You might be telling yourself, I'm going to change. And it never happens. There's actually a fear behind that that stops you from changing. You need to allow yourself to change for the better. I acknowledge that I am, from this day forth, not willing to accept anything less because the expense is too great. What's your best friend's name? Rachel, Sarah, Michelle, Doug, David. Mine is Fia. Her name is Fia. And she is my best friend. Because if I am looking for her, I know that I am growing. If I feel scared, I know that I'm growing. If I feel that something's going to be too big a stretch and I feel nervous about it, I know that that's going to be the next step for me. I know that that's where I'm going to go. You need to recognize that fear is actually okay. It's not something that you want to make numb. It's not something you want to run from or hide or pretend that it doesn't exist or pretend to your friends, no man, I've totally got this, I'm all good. You need to actually not be ashamed of it. Be okay to stand up and go, you know what? I am okay with being scared. Because I'd be lying to you if I told you that I was not scared if I was standing here today. Because I am. We all have fear. You need to learn to love it. You need to look for it. You need to recognize fear and appreciate that you are growing when you are scared. You need to stop letting fear be an excuse. The only person who knows your fear is you. And I'm going to give you a funny little story about one of my fears that I had and how I, as an example for you, sort it out to help me overcome it. And it's a bit of a ridiculous one. But here at where we are now, at Twin Waters, there's an aqua fun park. Anyone know what the aqua fun park is? It's a big inflatable water park. And you climb and run on these things and there's slides and things that you jump off, and it's great fun. My 8-year-old daughter got invited to a birthday last year, and it was at the aqua fun park. And she came home from that and she said, Mom, I had the best time. It was so great. We were jumping off these things into the water and we were sliding down slides. And she said, I want to go there for my birthday. My fear, a fear that I have is that I don't like the feeling of free falling. I don't know how many people do like that. I mean, skydiving for me is terrifying. I would like to do it, and it's on my bucket list, that and bungee jumping, but I need to get over the baby steps of that fear first. And for me, when she went to the aqua fun park for her 8th birthday, just this last year gone, And she's climbing up this thing, and I'm going, I'm right behind you, babe. I'm right behind you, and we got to the top, and she's like, Dad, jump, Mom! And it was jump or slide. I thought, well, I could slide, or I could stand here and go, you know what, this is my chance to be able to go, yep, I'm going to jump this time. And I did, and I squealed like a two-year-old, and it was great fun. And I did it again, and again, and again, and now they have an even bigger one. And now her and I will back up, and we will run and jump off this thing. And I no longer have that fear of a 2 or 3 meter drop. So I figure, if I keep pushing myself off bigger heights, abseiling's the next one on my list. But that fear of free falling, I will overcome. Seek it out and look for it, because I overcame that small fear of 2 or 3 meters. Maybe I still can bungee jump. I want to encourage you that if you are struggling with something in and around your business, that you really need to get over that, or you're not going to be able to up-level. Fear is the biggest killer in anything. Business, personal development. If you can't get over that, you will not grow. You need to seek it out. All right, I want you to take out a piece of paper for me. You probably have a little notebook in front of you. And I want you to start for me. You might not even realize that you say these things to yourself, and you might be sitting there going, I don't have stories. I don't have excuses. I don't have fears. Good for you. I bet you do. If you actually listen to some of the stuff that you say in conversation every day, oh man, it was a big week this week. I was exhausted. That becomes next week. That becomes next week. That becomes the next week. Or I just didn't have enough time this week. I was flat out. Oh my gosh, I was flat out. The kids were insane this week. I was so crazy busy. But then you find yourself sitting on the couch at 8:30, 9:30, watching some movie when you could have actually gone, you know what? That's an hour of my life. I could have actually been sitting down doing something constructive. Write down your stories. Write down your excuses. And write down your fears. Even if you just write down one right now, because I want you to do something with it next. This is your chance, guys, to be able to say, no one else can see this piece of paper. No one else really knows the stories I tell myself behind closed doors. No one else really knows the junk that goes on in my head. We all have it. We all have stories. I hear them coming out of my mouth every day too, and you go, no, I will not have that. See most faces again. What we're going to do that with this, guys, is we're going to change that language. We're going to take what you've written in negative, and we're going to change that to I'm always tired. I have so much energy. I don't care if you believe it or not, you're going to change the language. Because if you change the language and you tell yourself that new language enough times, guess what's going to happen? Your brain will start to believe that. And I can guarantee you that for someone who has been through what I have been through in the past, where some days it was near impossible to get out of bed from exhaustion, mental, physical, emotional, I have so much energy is one of the sentences that saved me. I have so much time because I am super organized. I have so much life left in me. If you feel burnt out, promise you, you still have more to give. You just need to change your language. Today is a great day. Today's not a bad day. Every day has a new opportunity. You might just not be able to see it yet. I am blessed because we live in Australia. Who is not blessed to live in this country? You know? If you can't find one thing every day to be thankful for, then we've got a serious issue. I have enough to start now. You don't need more than what you have right now to get to where you want to go. And I am capable of so much more. Because if you keep telling yourself, I just can't do any more, I can't do any more, I'm at capacity, I cannot do any more, then you will never be able to do more. I am capable of so much more. Not just a little bit more, a great big whole bunch more. The next thing you need to do is to do one thing. It's not hard. One thing. It might be one phone call. It might be one email. It might be one look through the phone book to find another opportunity. One thing. Regardless of whether it's your spending institute, spending planners, goals, whatever it is, do one thing. And do it every single day. Every single day. Don't miss a day. Just because Sunday's church day or rest day or sleep in day or go shopping day, you still need to do it on Sunday. Write your intentions, if nothing else. Write them down for the next day, for Monday. Every single successful person that I can think of has a deliberate, sets in deliberate intentions every single day. You need to be organized if you want to be successful. You need to set your intentions before you go to bed every night, and you need to read them again the moment you wake up in the morning. There is a subconscious connection with what is written down and with what is fed back in. Before you lay down that pillow at night, tomorrow I will. Tomorrow I'm going to. Tomorrow I'm going to smash this goal. Tomorrow is a new day. Get up the next morning, pick it up. Before your feet hit that floor, you need to read those intentions to yourself again. And if you've got the story that you just don't have time for that, then try turning off the TV 5-10 minutes earlier. Or uninstall Facebook or Instagram off your phone. That's my husband's favorite one. Scroll through videos. Scroll through videos. But it's my tuning out time. That's my sacred time. Again, every single day. I can't emphasize that enough. Because if you stop, momentum will stop. And if momentum stops, it is harder to get started again. And my favorite, repeat, repeat, repeat. Do those same steps all the time. You need to just keep going. You need to make it a daily habit. It needs to become your morning ritual. You need to make a choice that tomorrow is a new day. These are my intentions. This is what I'm doing for tomorrow. You need to let go of what happened yesterday. If yesterday was a bad day, that doesn't mean tomorrow is going to be a bad day. Set yourself up to win. Set yourself up that tomorrow is going to be a better day. Read your intentions and follow through. Regardless of where you are right now, you can do these steps that we just talked about. You owe it to your dreams and to the investment that you spent on yourself to be sitting in this room right now. Who doesn't love a fun game? I told you to get some exercise. Now this next game is going to take us a few minutes, but full credit of this goes to Nguyen. Can't even pronounce his last name.
Nguyen.
There you go. And we did this at a seminar I went to a little while ago. It only takes about 2 minutes or 4 minutes in total. But I found it to be really challenging at first, silly at first, and by the end I thought that was a really great exercise. So this is how the game goes. I want you to find a partner. You have 2 minutes each. Dad's going to set a timer for me. You're going to stand up and you're going to face the other person. And you are going to ask your partner as many persuasive questions as you possibly can think of to get them to be your next client. The partner's job is to say no. every single time, regardless of how much you butt your eyelids at them, regardless of how much you smile, regardless of how good your question was, your partner's job is to say no. And then you're going to swap. You can even swap partners across the room if you want. So, everyone up. There are no excuses. Thank you for playing that game, guys. I know it's a bit daggy. Who found that challenging?
No.
No? No. Good one. No. I'm actually, when I played that game, I was quite surprised that I did actually find it challenging. When he read out the rules of the game, I thought, this is ridiculous. This isn't going to be hard at all. It was actually quite challenging. And it actually made me realize, you know what? I'm actually scared that someone will say no to me.
Yeah. No, we want to say yes to everything.
No, we won't.
No, you won't. Damn it. No. I want to leave you with a couple of my favourite quotes. Tomorrow will not wait for you. He will never, ever wait for you. I want to leave you with the realisation that you are no different to the person already in the position that you want to be in. So for example, someone who I aspire to be like, and he's a big giant, and that's Tony Robbins. I actually am no different to him. He has just walked a thousand more miles than I have. He has the same human capabilities, he has the same human problems that I have. He has just overcome them, and he has walked a little further. You guys are no different to the person that you want to be or the person that you see or you aspire to be like. You are the exact same kind of person as they are. You are both human. Will Smith actually says this quote, and I had to listen to it over and over and over again. And it suddenly hit me, and it was so powerful to think that these people aren't created differently to us. They don't have special superpowers. He doesn't wear a Superman shirt under his t-shirt. He is actually just like us. He's just like you. He's just like me. Regret weighs more than failure. If you chose to walk out this door today and do nothing and then come back next year, what would weigh more for you? The regret of not taking what you learnt this weekend and put it into practice? Or would you be able to walk back into this room next year and go, you know what, guys, I did everything and I failed 1,000 times and I learnt 1,000 lessons from it? Would you not have come further?
Yes.
Absolutely. You need to stop asking yourself for permission and give yourself notice. Some of us tell ourselves this story that now it's just not quite right. I'm just really busy at the minute. You know, kids' school's about to go back. Next week's kind of crazy. You know, I'm not feeling it right now. I just need a little bit longer. I'm just not quite right. You know, next week I'm going to sit down and I'll think about it a little bit more. And I'll ask myself how I'm feeling next week. Stop asking yourself, darn it. Tell yourself, write yourself a note. Right now, I'm taking my notice and I'm leaving. The old person is left, the new person is here. Because if you don't, there will always be someone else who is willing to learn the lessons that you aren't. The lessons that you have learnt so far in life have brought you to where you are right now, sitting in the chair that you are sitting in. You might not be able to see that fully, but that is the truth. The lessons that you have not learnt that you think you need to have to be able to go forward are the lessons that whoever it is that you believe in, God, universe, whoever, has deliberately not given you those lessons for a reason. What you have right now, the lessons that you have learnt to this point, are where you need to be to start with what you have. Because if you don't, there's going to be someone else who is willing to learn those lessons, and you're going to be left behind. I wish you all the best, guys. Thank you so much for listening. God bless. If you have any questions, I have a couple of minutes up my sleeve, I think. Yes? No? Yeah?
Thank you for the quote. You talked about quotes. The favorite quote I've read in the last couple of weeks was, he is excitement holding its breath.
Yeah.
That was really a very powerful picture for me, the idea that fear is only when you're excited about something, but then
That is actually very true. So fear and excitement are actually the same chemical release in the body.
Yeah.
And you actually have a moment to be able to go, I feel fear, I'm going to rename that. It's actually excitement. I'm excited. And your brain will actually believe, rather than being scared, that you are actually excited. It's very true.
Yeah. It's just a comment, really. I follow a lady called Francesca Moy. I don't know if you know her.
Don't know her.
Yeah, she's a crazy Italian lady. She's very good. And she says the only thing you fear is success.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I could relate to that.
That's what you fear, you know, like when you're on the bouncy thing with your daughter.
Yeah.
You fear success that you're going to run off and, do it.
One of my favorite things I like to do is I like to journal, and I have some questions that I ask myself every single day. And one of those questions is, what did I do today that took me one step closer to my fear? And it's so good to be able to write down that, I did this today. It made me scared and I did it. Because there's such an, and tomorrow I actually kind of talk about this in what I'm talking about tomorrow, but there's a reward process in it. And it's what helps you overcome it. Yeah.
Saying I've had, I always say, determination gets you anywhere. Mm-hmm. The other one is you haven't failed unless you failed to try.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yep. Absolutely. Thanks for having me, guys.
The Institute's in great hands, isn't it? All right, you've got a couple of minutes to have a chat because we've got our next speaker, who is Sam. And she's got to get organised. I am organised. I'm good at managing.